It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 27-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
One of my favorite parts of doing this segment with you is when we start to find out about your work and what challenges you face on a daily basis. But you've got some tips for getting the most money when selling your house. What are they?
You know, Steve, this is going to sound counterintuitive, but price the home. I'll give you an example. Let's say a home, the market value is $300,000. You could either price it at, let's say, $325,000 or $299,500 or any number, you know, comparable to those. If you were to take that home that's worth $300,000 and you price it right at that number or slightly below, what happens is you're going to, if it's priced right, you're going to have a strong response from the buyers because they recognize the value and you will get multiple offers.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just did this the other day. I had somebody we debated where we should price it at. I said the value was around $300,000. We talked about $325,000 versus $299,000. We put it at $299,000. We got three offers.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up selling it for $310,000. Now, the why? Because what happens is you're allowing the buyers to bid against each other. And that way, as a seller, you don't have to wait for that one offer and you're trying to win that negotiation against that one buyer. You have now three people bidding and jockeying themselves to be in the best position to purchase that home. You're going to find how well qualified they are. You're going to learn so much more when you have three people bidding up against each other.
Well, you know, that's some real powerful stuff you just mentioned. So let me rephrase this thing. So typically we all think, you know, your house is worth 300, you list it for 310, and then you negotiate and then you end up with 300. So that's kind of the standard way that I think most people think.
Correct.
Now you're saying it's actually the opposite of that. You price it at or maybe a little bit below, you bring in more offers, people can start bidding against each other, and there's a good chance you'll get over the 300,000.
Oh yeah, and they get very creative. They start, you know, making the days of inspections instead of 10, they'll make them 7, they'll put more money down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to watch,
yeah.
You know, what they're willing to do. Not only is it the purchase price you're looking at, but you have to look at all the other terms and conditions that they're offering. And this particular case that I just explained to you, you know, it came in at 310, typical appraisal, it only came in at 306.
Mm.
So, you know, even though we had to adjust the price, we know we got the highest and best. We actually sold it for more than what it was worth.
Well, it seems to me that this is a terrific example of why using a real estate professional is so important. I mean, you can list a house on your own and there's nothing wrong with doing that and you'll save in the commissions. But, you know, a real estate professional should know how to price the home. And this is an example of bringing some value added to the process.
Oh, absolutely. And a realtor is going to market the home to the universe. If you're trying to sell it on your own, you've got a limited market to where you can market your home to. So who's going to get you the highest dollar? It's going mm-hmm. to be the person who's able to expose your home to the widest audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to sell a product and only 100 people can see it, and I try to market a product and I have 100,000 people see it, out of which, you know, pool are you going to get the greatest yeah. amount of activity and person willing to pay the most? Most likely it'll be with the realtor. And that's why there wouldn't be a real estate industry if we didn't get our numbers. And if you really think about it, Steve, who is paying the commission? Anytime there's a product, it's the consumer that buys because there's the price and then you add on
mm-hmm.
the cost. So at the end of the day, it's really the buyer who's paying
yeah.
the commission, not the seller.
Well, you know, summer is upon us and there's always good reasons to buy a home in the summer. But I have a question to ask you first. When is the best time to sell, Terry?
Now.
When is the best time to buy, Terry?
Now.
You are such a real estate broker.
Right now, today.
Don't delay.
Call right now.
Operators are standing by.
That's right.
So what are some good reasons to buy this summer?
You know, prices will continue to rise. So far in the past 12 months, the average home is appreciated by 5.9%. It's anticipated that in the next 5 years, it's going to continue at a rate of about 3.2%. So prices are rising. The other thing we know is mortgage rates. While we know that the rates have, you know, recently come down because of the global issues going on, mortgage rates will rise at some point. Oh my gosh, we're under 4%.
Yeah.
They can't sustain these levels. So we know that in the future, they will rise. Third, either way, you're paying for that mortgage, whether you're owning a home or renting a home, you're paying for somebody's mortgage. And then the fourth reason, when it's time to move on with your life, consider, are you wanting to do it to get your kids into a school? Are you wanting to make the move to have a home to raise your children in? Whatever the reasons, or you want to just control your own renovations to your own property that you're living in, these are the factors to take into consideration. The summertime is a great time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one really good reason to move is to move where the jobs are. There was a long period of time after the 2008 crisis where so many homeowners were buried in their homes. Their mortgages were worth more than the home was actually worth itself, so they couldn't go anywhere. But now that home prices have risen,
yep,
and now perhaps your mortgage has been paid down to a greater degree, you have some equity in your home, and now it's time, if there's no jobs in your area, based upon what you do and what you're really good at, maybe it's time to consider moving and going where the jobs are. That is one thing that is special about the United States and about the people of the United States, is that they will move to where the jobs are. And now the real estate market is affording kind of the old-fashioned way of doing things, whereas it's not really been available for the last few years.
That's right, because people were held captive in their homes because there was no equity.
Right. So things are getting better, and this is one example of it. As always, I'm speaking with Terry Story. This is our Real Estate Roundup segment. To hear this and to hear all of the other segments that we do, don't forget to join the conversation at onthemoneyradio.org. Terry is a 27-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.